reading is necessary, you find yourself in Monday morning again. First page of the week. So what things are heavily weighing on your mind, we'll find out as we move our way through the 18th of November. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler. We're the folks that are normally here this time on the Good Day program to work you through some of the usual items of interest, scams around the typhoon. How many times do we still have that information posted at facebook.com/goodday show, right? The scam, the scammers, I've been scammed this weekend. My credit card was stolen. Not stolen from me, but the, what do they call it, identity thefts, identity thieves. And so I've got a call from the credit card company saying they were concerned about it. So I went to my account, looked at it, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of charges to the credit card that I didn't make. And it makes you wonder, because of where they were made, how somebody would get a hold of that stuff. Anyway, that's not the main story. The main story to look out for are the scams. And because Kenny has done his homework, you can benefit from that. You want to bring it back up to the front of the pile there, Kenny, or have you? I know with Facebook, you have to keep bringing it back. It's kind of like Craigslist. You have to keep bringing it back. Is that true? I don't hear Ken. All right, so we'll put the pieces together of that. Meanwhile, the latest on the continuing focus on health care and insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, the president decided he would spend some time with insurance company CEOs, which he didn't do before the Affordable Care Act was created and put together. They had their lobbyists involved, but a lot of the insurance company CEOs wanted to try to fix, at least temporarily, the problems that they're facing, along with most everybody else, in having the policies canceled. And then they're trying to explain to the president they don't want to, because they don't have to, put these policies. The president didn't consult with anybody. He just said, okay, we'll make it so that you can have your old policies back again. Well, not so fast there, Charlie. There are three states, Colorado, Kentucky, Washington, come up with their, well, the insurance companies, as I think we said last week, feel like they're under no obligation. They feel like they've been handled, even though they were really the reason the law was rewritten, or at least they were the instrument through which the law was rewritten. They didn't like what some of the things, once it came out of committee, you can write the bill, and then you send it to the various committees, the House committees and the Senate committees, and then they change it around based on whatever lobbyists are telling them, or whatever their researchers find, or whatever their own advocacy groups are interested in, like the AARP would get to a bunch of them, and they'd say, well, we better not do this, let's do it that way, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, these states are coming down on the insurance companies for sending out thousands of letters to policyholders that were either threatening, incorrect, or omitted important information about the Health Care Act itself. Other states' insurance commissioners are starting to look into similar allegations against more of the companies. So let's see if we can get some audio. As you know, Monday morning, especially in this hour, we're happy to take a lot of the audio that comes from the Sunday morning news programs on the television networks and use that as stimulus for opinions. And also, it's a good way for us to kind of figure out what's going on in general. And so it may be that you don't know some of this information. So you can help yourself to 888-302-3684, should something be said that warrants your attention. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Here from Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace talks to insurance analyst Karen Ignani and former Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska, who's now CEO of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Wow, how much more does that pay than being a senator? I can't imagine he took the job for that reason, though, right? Anyway, they talk about the president's comments that suggest that insurance companies would extend current policies for another year, even if they don't meet the new Affordable Care Act guidelines.
After the president announced his so-called fix, you put out this statement. Changing the rules after health plans have already met the requirements of the law could destabilize the market and result in higher premiums for consumers. You and other insurance executives met with the president for more than an hour on Friday. Did he change your mind, or do you still have those same concerns?
Chris, I think it was a very good discussion. All of the CEOs felt that way. We had an opportunity to discuss the marketplace challenges. We have the same goals. We're going to work together to try to get people into affordable coverage. That's what Americans want. We want to provide people coverage, but we do have challenges. The question is, what happens? Who will join the markets? Will it be the young and the healthy balancing out the old and the sick, which is absolutely important to make sure that whomever buys, they'll have affordable coverage.
So it still could destabilize the markets. It still could result in higher premiums.
We have work to do. There's no question, but we have an interest in doing it together and working together on that.
Senator Nelson, your insurance commissioners also put out a statement, and you said the president's so-called fix threatens to undermine the new market and may lead to higher premiums and market disruptions in 2014 and beyond. Now, the president called you personally on Friday. Has your group changed its mind, or do you still have the same concerns?
Well, I think the commissioners still have the same concerns. And keep in mind, some of the commissioners have already found a way to extend the coverage people currently have into 2014. So there are some that have already done something comparable to what the president is talking about. Others have taken other steps to try to mitigate against this. And some have decided that they're not going to follow what the president has suggested. Keep in mind, it is a suggestion. It is not a ruling, and it certainly is not a law.
Ms. Ignani, explain why this is such a problem for insurance companies, reinstating policies, figuring out premiums for the old plans and the new plans before the end of the year. And what do you think the result is? We know that there are millions of cancellations. Do you think most of those policies will be reinstated or not reinstated?
Well, let's step back, Chris. First of all, the reason that people are seeing changes and seeing communications from insurers is that after January 1, 2014, the law requires us to meet the new benefits. So that's principle number one. In terms of the new announcement, the state insurance commissioners, as Ben Nelson just said, will decide what the rules are in the particular state. Our members are going to work very, very hard to try to support their customers, to provide them options, at the same time making sure that the new market, it will be affordable, and that's the key point. And that's where I think there are a range of interests that are very important. Insurance commissioners, the insurance industry, health plans, the administration, consumers working together to try to make sure that they can buy affordable coverage. And that is the issue. How do we balance those risk pools? Who stays out? Who goes in? And there's a strong interest in talking that out and working on that now so that people can, in fact, get the coverage that they need. And that's what we're focused on.
She sounds like a politician, doesn't she? 888-302-3684. All right, so where'd you come away listening to that? Do you feel like you know any more? No. A little bit less. Confusion reigns. 16 after the hour, the top stories of the day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first-quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor 'em, with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale ends Tuesday. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything.
That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
To everyone we love.
To my very best clients.
Throughout the year, there are so many people you don't get to tell how you feel.
We're thinking of you.
Just wanted you to know.
Whether they're customers, family, or friends, there's no easier way to share how you feel than with personalized holiday cards from Vistaprint.
I just wanted you to know.
Just visit Vistaprint.com on your PC or mobile phone, pick a look you love, upload your photos or logo, and add your unique message.
I just wanted you to know. That I miss you. I just wanted you to know that I wish you the best holiday.
It's a great way to share how you feel, and right now it's more affordable than ever. Just visit Vistaprint.com today, click on the link in the upper right corner, type in promo code 1616, and we'll give you 50% off all your cards and ship them to you for free. That's 50% off and free shipping, only at Vistaprint.com with promo code 1616.
I just wanted you to know.
888-302-3684, Facebook and Twitter, all of Twitter. So, Ken Kessler, what's the latest from your perspective as sitting on that perch gives you the opportunity to figure? I listen to people in the call room. You're sort of in the chat room. What is the latest, the reinstatement of insurance policies? What's the focus of the comments that we're getting at our social media?
A lot of it is the same kind of stuff. Here's a couple tweets back-to-back on both sides. Bob says, remember, all Democrats supported the passing of Obamacare, and now they are afraid of voters. And Roslyn says, only people with insurance are freaking out. People like me without insurance really...
We lost that connection. All right, 888-302-3684. I think it's interesting to note throughout the current president, Mr. Obama's first 4 years in office, he sort of prided himself, and so did his staff, on the ability they had to bounce back enough to get reelected. But now they don't have to worry about that. But the political challenge that's posed by this disastrous health care rollout is far greater than those that he overcame during the debt ceiling fight with the Republicans, his campaign debate in 2012. Remember the first one in which he was really painful, actually. But think about the president. He's trying to regain trust and credibility with most of you. And so far, I think the approval rating is one of the lowest in the history of the presidency, like 34% think he's doing a good job. And Congress is down to like 9%. So the Democrats are worried that their problems will be dimming their election chances over the next year. And the Republicans already have bad approval ratings. So what are we faced with here? It's pretty interesting to look at the whole conundrum on both sides. But in the meantime, you're getting it in the neck. 21 after the hour, food for thought here on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
They were promised. There's a little a place for our head to go for a few minutes, isn't it, huh? John Lennon was number one, by the way, with this song during this week in 1971. Imagine. There are lots of things we couldn't imagine. Let's get back to the conversation from television news to radio talk. Don Russell, host of a weekend program, talking here to political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts about the bad week the president had last week.
What a nasty week it was for the administration. I mean, the word liar certainly has been tossed around quite frequently and casually, if you ask me.
Well, and maybe I've watched, and maybe somebody said this, but I was thinking about this last night and thinking about all the references. You know, people say be careful with sports references. And Obama kept saying President Obama fumble. Well, the thing that, you know, to me, when you fumble the ball, the other team gets it. And that's what's happened. The Republicans now have the ball, and they're running with it. He just can't pick it back up and start again.
No, that is absolutely true. And the thing, I heard a bunch of pundits this week, and there's a story in the paper, or a column in the paper this morning about how this incident is going. It was Obama's signature program for 8 years, supposedly, out of the 8 years he's going to be president, and as it turns out, it's a debacle, and this is going to be his legacy, and the fact that he is not in control of it anymore, certainly it does appear that way.
Well, and I think it's, you know, for a while it could look technical, and now it's so political, and now it's personal, and I think it's, as you said, and we've talked before, this was his signature accomplishment, and this is why all those votes to repeal Obamacare. People kept saying, but the public, you know, voted us in. That was an endorsement of this. And the debacle this week about the canceled health care plans was just, you know, it was as messy as you could get, as incompetent as you. I mean, I hate to use that word. I shouldn't have used that word.
But it is. You're absolutely right. You know, but on the other hand, you know who the star of the week was, in my opinion? Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, he said everything in his statement about he needs to keep his promise to the American people. And the next thing, the next sentence that I thought he was going to say is, and if he can't do it, Hillary will.
Well, and it's, you know, he gets, he can get into almost any conversation or mix or, it's almost as if he's, you know, I don't want to say his past is not there, but he's had his problems, of course, with and all kinds of things, but he was so politically astute, and I think he can say these things now, and people are looking at him and say, well, yeah, Bill's right, you know, or Bill saved the convention, or, you know, Bill went in there to help sell the affordable health care. And he did look, you're not seeing Hillary much on this, but I think Bill's there.
888-302-3684. Here's Stephen in Virginia with thoughts on the Obamacare mess.
You know, I blame this on the Republicans, the Tea Party, and John Boehner, because they've been fighting this from day one. They appeal it over 40 times, and by them not being part of the solution, they want to be part of the problem. So they're going to make it a headache for the people. But, you know, they don't realize the reason why their policy is canceled, because this is an Affordable Act, it's a law. The company had to meet the standards to be approved. So they had to offer them a better package. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. But the Republicans going to fight this to the end, because they are trying to look at this as political game, you know, politics. That's all this is for them.
888-302-3684. Politics as usual. All right, so we've ground this into the ground. I think enough. We'll move on. The typhoon scams are next on our focus here.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale ends Tuesday. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. It's special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali People, visit KBB.com for more information.
I looked down at my hands and was like, wow, I'm performing CPR on this guy. And then I actually finally met him. That was probably one of the coolest parts of my life, being able to talk to a guy after I gave him CPR.
Reed was just 17 when he heard a cry for help. Thanks to his Red Cross training, he didn't freeze, he didn't panic, he knew exactly what to do. Red Cross training saves lives. Sign up for a class today at redcross.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There is only one.
one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Such a good day to be with you. The top 10 items, well, sometimes you get through 10, sometimes you get through 5, sometimes you get through 3 or 4. The typhoon is still on people's minds. There's some pretty raw video, Kenny, of this as the tornadoes, there were tornadoes too this weekend that we need to spend some time talking about. That is the way the weather is being treated. I think actually what I want to do here, with your permission, is focus on the typhoon for a moment or two, then the tornadoes that touched down in the Midwest, and then the discussion, the debate of the climate crisis. Let's spend the rest of our hour doing that. Is that okay with everybody? All those in favor, raise your hands. Kenny, your hand up. Evan, everybody's hand. Okay. And then you can comment as we move along. 888-302-3684. Kenny may post something at facebook.com/goodday show or Twitter. Especially, again, the scams. I think I asked you about that and we had a disconnect for a moment. Do we have the item on the typhoon scams at facebook.com/goodday show?
We do, right at the top. Check it out and see how to avoid scams and then share it with your friends so nobody gets caught.
All right. That's what we want to do is help you help your friends. Meanwhile, here's Talkos Matt Murphy with ABC correspondent Gloria Rivera as the typhoon hit, wiped out so much. Now there's the cleanup. What's the aftermath and what's the report there from the weekend?
I want to head to Manila in the Philippines and talk to Gloria Rivera with ABC Radio News. That is our correspondent over there, discussing just the aftermath of what the tragedy of this the typhoon that has descended upon them.
Good morning. That's exactly right. It is day 6 now since the typhoon hit, and we're entering a very worrisome stage in a humanitarian crisis like this one. We do expect stages, and this is the point at which those who have survived this long on their own are going to have a much harder time in the days and weeks ahead, unless the relief effort gets up and running and operational, which has been an incredibly anxious process for everyone involved. The good news is today that the U.S. effort was really able to take it up a notch. There were helicopters from aboard the destroyer, the USS Lawson, and a supply ship. They were able to start missions earlier today, ferrying supplies of food and water into Clovan, That's one of the hardest hit areas. Also, the USS George Washington, carrying 21 choppers, were able to conduct flight operations. That's a bit of good news in what has been a very, very difficult situation.
And Gloria, any sense on the death toll? I mean, I understand it's very preliminary. We're only into day six. A wide-ranging figure that we've seen from as low as 1,000 to as more than 10,000. Impossible to tell at this point?
You know, I really have to say that when those numbers come out and you hear them as a reporter on the ground and you take a look around you and you go into the air with one of these choppers, which we were able to do, and you get a sense of the scale of this destruction, I had to think putting any number on it at this point is very difficult. I can see why people want to do it, because they want to get a sense, they want to get a hold of this thing. Just how bad was it? But I have to tell you, I think it's incredibly difficult to do. One of the most heart-wrenching things is that many of the locals, there's no localized central operations area, headquarters, and there's no place that people are hearing about. Oh, go here, go to the city hall, go to the school, you'll get water, you'll get food, you'll be able to put your missing relative's name on a list. That doesn't exist now. So we simply have no idea of how many people are out there searching for lost loved ones.
888-302-3684. The scams are the problem now for Americans anyway. Here our host Jay James and Wendy Edwards talking to Mark William Hansen, who works for the IRS. IRS concerned about scams. So here they explain what to watch for with some of the less reputable charities claiming to help. And this is what the list is all about at facebook.com/Good Day Show. You want to check that out and share it with your friends.
What kind of scams are you seeing out there that people should be aware of?
Well, what we've seen, we haven't actually seen any yet. That, you know, we can rest assured they're probably coming, but in the past with similar situations like Hurricane Sandy, one of the most common scams you'll run into are the email phishing scams, where suddenly you'll get an email in your box that looks like it's a legitimate charitable organization. It has a link on it that directs you to a website that may mimic one for a large national charity. They'll use some of the same graphics. I mean, you think that if you click the Donate Now button or whatever button they use, and you go in and you enter your information and send, you think you're sending money to a charitable organization, but instead you're probably sending it to a scam artist who then has sensitive information like credit card numbers, bank account numbers. Some of these places, and a quick tip off, if they're asking you for your social security number, no, that's probably not legitimate. And again, you know, big picture, if you provide your information to one of these scam artists, they can then use it to steal your identity, steal your money, or worse. So you have to be really careful right now. A lot of people are going to want to give. I mean, there's a lot of suffering going on. People need help.
People do need help, but how do we protect ourselves? I mean, these are good examples where we can be taken advantage of, but how do we know it's a website we shouldn't be donating to?
One of the best things you can do is actually go to the IRS.gov website. You can use our keyword search feature, type in the words select check. You can actually do background research on charitable organizations. For instance, if you're approached by email or you're approached by a person trying to get money, you can actually do some background research first. And one thing we often tell people, too, if somebody asks you for cash, it's probably a better idea to go out and try to find an organization's website or phone number and call the organization directly rather than just giving money to somebody who claims that they're collecting for a particular cause.
All right, so there's that. And again, the scams that we highlight at Doug Steffens at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Now, the powerful storm system that swept across the Midwest yesterday sparked a number of twisters, especially in Illinois. Authorities say 5 people were confirmed dead in the storms, Kenny. 30 people hurt. At least 10 tornadoes, 10 reported to have touched down various places in Illinois, leaving all this debris. The cities with the most damage: Washington, Illinois; Perkin, Illinois; East Peoria, Illinois. There was severe weather, and let's see here, it moved across. I'm looking at the trail here. Looks like it went into Indiana and southern Michigan, western Kentucky, western Ohio. So apparently there are 53 million people who have been affected one way or another. That's like, hello, 1/6 of the population of the country. So the essence of this serious storm, warm weather clashing with cold weather, always happens. You don't usually get tornadoes this time of year. Usually it's in the spring, but the same weather conditions are prevailing. And so with that in mind, a discussion of the there was a meeting this weekend in Warsaw, Poland, about the climate problems, challenges, if you will, and the study that predicts heat waves by mid-century being dealt with by climatologists because of pollution, because the madness that's going on, and that's what they refer to it, some of them, with the way we are disrespecting the atmosphere, and that's why we have all these climate problems. If you disagree or agree, we're going to have the conversation here about the global warming, climate change, where we come down in America on this. So we have a couple of excerpts from various conversations from programs that we've monitored in that department coming right up on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday morning.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase, as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. But then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
All right, so Doug's Good Day. Here we are at 14 before the hour. The devastating typhoon that killed thousands in the Philippines is fodder for climate change conferences. And the International Climate Change Conference going on has become an emotional forum. A lot of developing countries demanding compensation from the worst polluters for damages that they are suffering from. The focus has been on China. The typhoons have been not only bad in the Philippines this year. India has had a tough time. There's been droughts in Africa. Well, if you look at the history, and this is what these people fail to realize, the history of our world is basically a potpourri of all these sorts of things. That doesn't stop people from trying to politicize it. And I think there is a big division between the rich nations, Kenny, and the poor nations. These talks have been going on for decades. Sometimes they get someplace. Remember the Kyoto Protocol? This is probably part of what they're trying to do. There's also a group called the Kenya Climate Change Working Group, which is a consortium of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that are focusing on climate change, not only in his country, but all around Africa. And they say it's the biggest enemy that they face, the biggest challenges. Rising temperatures, arable land is disappearing, diseases are appearing in some areas where they've never seen them before. So the undeveloped countries are looking toward the developed countries to try to figure this out. Here is a host named John Justice, who's talking to political analyst Stephen Cruiser here about public opinion turning against President Obama once again. This time the issue is global warming and climate change.
You've got an L.A. Times article, global warming hiatus puts climate change scientists on the spot. In the meantime, off the Huffington Post, you've got an article here from Gina McCarthy, time to act on climate change. The opening line of this was making me laugh during the break, Stephen Cruiser. It goes, I didn't plan for a life built around protecting the environment, but at some point I realized at its core the issue of a clean environment is a matter of public health. I know the latest polls show that the skepticism over global warming and climate change is at its highest. Do you think that Barack Obama is going to continue to gain any kind of support for his climate change initiatives, or do you think that public opinion is waning so much that he's going to have a difficult time pushing this stuff through?
Well, I sent this. For those who don't know in the audience, Gina McCarthy is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. So when she talks about changing things, time to act right now, you know we're dealing with another case of executive overreach from the president.
Sure.
I don't think the opinion polls will have anything to do with it. I think that they're gearing up because there is so much cronyism wrapped up, and this is something we really lack in attacking them on. I mean, they're always attacking us for connections to big oil and this and that, and there's so much money, so much cronyism involved with green tech and green companies that we fail to mention, and that's why this is going to go forward. That's one of the reasons I sent this article to show that despite overwhelming evidence, screw the hiatus, it's just not happening. There's no hiatus here.
Right.
There was a major climate scientist just a couple of months ago who said, if it continues like this for two more years, we have to admit that all of our projections were wrong.
All right. So there's a little axe grinding going on there. 888-302-3684. Here's talk host Al Momberg with correspondent Simon Owen about the International Panel on Climate Change report.
This dense 36-page document is considered the most comprehensive statement on our understanding of the mechanics of a warming planet. It states boldly that since the 1950s, many of the observed changes in the climate system are unprecedented over decades to millennia. Each of the last three decades has been successively warmer at the Earth's surface and warmer than any period since 1850, and probably warmer than any time in the past 1,400 years. What in heaven's name does the word probably mean? I thought scientists are supposed to deal with facts and facts only. The word probably, should that be in a scientific report? What have you learned about this IPCC climate report?
Well, their main finding is that they say now that they are 95% certain that this is a man-made problem, global warming. Previously they said it was 90%, now they're up to 95%, and I think if you ask scientists, many of them will say that 95% is a bit of a gold standard as far as they go, because many of these things they say simply can't be proved, at least not yet.
All right, so under the circumstances, what is proven now and what may be proven after a little bit of research is what's in question. More coming up on this. This is a good day. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they can shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the focus on climate change, the inequities of the climate crisis, how the countries like America and China are ruining the world, Western Europe's ruining the world. Anybody that has any kind of economy is ruining it for everybody else. That's really the essence of what came out of the climate crisis summit this weekend. So I have gone back a little bit to review the climate change report from the United Nations. And with that comes the usual posturing. A fellow that I've known for a long time, Phil Valentine, produced a film. The movie claims to expose some of the misinformation that is put forth by those who say that global warming and climate change is going to ruin the earth. Here's some of that.
When we talk about the size and scope of government and the intrusion of government in our freedoms, I have long held, now HHS is giving it a run for its money, but I've often thought the EPA and this push about our human activities warming the planet is probably one of the most awful, aggressive, egregious encroachments on our freedoms the government can produce. Would you agree?
Absolutely agree. And they've been trying it for a long time, and it looks like it's starting to unravel. We got the IPCC huddled in Sweden this week trying to figure out how they're going to explain to the rest of the world that the planet has not been warming for the last decade and a half. And so when you look at all of the evidence and all of the things that Al Gore has said over the years about the polar bears are dying off, they're not. The hurricanes are going to get worse. Remember that? After Katrina, they're going to get worse, more intense, more frequent. That's not happening. We've had one minor hurricane this season. Now, the season's still going, but it does not look like it's on pace to be a record-breaking year. And all this stuff about the sea levels rising is all a bunch of bunk. And now the ice in the Arctic, which has been melting since 1979, as it does cyclically every couple of decades, is now 60% more this year than it was last year. So they're running out of ammunition. And now, so what they do is, it's equivalent to running out of ammunition and throwing your gun at the other person. They start calling us Holocaust deniers, and that we don't even believe that they landed on the moon and all that kind of stuff. So it's got, to me, when the hysteria is at this fevered pitch, with Al Gore on that side, we know that our side is starting to win.
Do you think, in terms of, Gallup says anyway, it's dead last in importance to most voters these days, this issue of global warming. But I always wonder, you know, when you have a freakishly hot weather day, I wonder how many people are still baited into the notion we're creating it. We caused, oh, it's so darn hot. You never get the anomalies of when it's freakishly cold. I'm pretty sure most of the country had a really freakishly cold spring and continued late into the season. You never get the anomalies when it's cold, but hot plays on people, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, does it. And you can see by the surveys, Gallup and others that have done this, on unseasonably warm days, the belief in global warming goes up dramatically. But people need to understand that one day, even one decade, is not enough. And as a matter of fact, the information that we have as far as temperature readings dating back to 1850 is certainly not enough. But as you know, we chronicle all this stuff in the movie. What I got into, Chris, was, you know, of course the science, and Al Gore in his movie, it was just about Al Gore. With our movie, we talked to some of the leading scientists on the skeptic side, including one of the lead authors of the IPCC, which is the very document that Al Gore points to as being unanimous, which of course is not. And these people don't believe in all this stuff. So we go beyond the science, but we look at the culture, because this is actually a cult of global warming. You can present these people with all the facts, everything that's actually going on, and they still choose to believe in Al Gore. And Al Gore is the biggest hypocrite on the planet. Four or five houses, houseboat, flies in private jets, and tells us we need to lower our carbon footprint.
All right, so there's nothing really new there. We've heard a lot of that advocacy stuff before. But there have been a lot of heat waves, and there have been predictions of a lot more between now and 2020. As a matter of fact, by mid-century, 2043, for example, Phoenix and Honolulu could see the average air temperature shift beyond the most extreme records of the past 150 years. Coulda, woulda, shoulda is the important part there of that. Here's a bit from Tacos Day Weber focusing on the report, the climate change report, being a sham.
The report concludes that these, quote, scientists, and we do have to put them in quotes now, there's no doubt about it, it concludes these scientists are 95% certain, they're more certain than ever, that catastrophic climate change is occurring. That's even their phraseology. Catastrophic climate change is occurring. They're more certain than ever. Even though it's not occurring, the report completely ignores the fact that the climate has not warmed, the planet has not warmed in the past 17 years. Instead, they just say, well, yeah, that heat has been trapped down below the ocean. Some nonsense. And they dismiss it.
All right, so there we are. Both sides presented, frustrating to a certain extent, but the attention brought about by the tornadoes in the Midwest this weekend and the situation in the Philippines. Just more on top.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.